For great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vinson Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com.
There you go. And get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
You treat me nice, and I'll treat you nice. You treat me mean, and I'll ignore you.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon. Welcome, everybody, to the large morning show in the afternoon. I took a video. Actually, my wife took it this morning of me with a really big snake that I caught in our yard. And I'm holding this wrapped around my arm. And on the video, I said, well, it's Monday, June 11th or 12th. I don't. You ever have days you don't know the date? I mean, it's in the morning. I don't really have a reason to know.
Most
the date.
Days, until I look at something like my phone.
Yeah.
The 13th.
I know that now, Ben. That's not what, I know that now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness. On the video, I said it's 11th or 12th. I'm not sure. It's a Monday, and then I realized later, and I don't. This is weird. I don't like that. I don't like to make mistakes. And now the video's ruined to me because it's got the wrong date on it. And I got to try to find that snake, catch him again, redo the video. But then when I realized it was the 13th of June, I thought, well, wait a minute. It's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty day?
Whoa, man.
What happened?
No. Okay, edit out everything, and we'll pick it up here.
Okay.
And then I realized it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
There you go. You know that nobody knows where she is. She went into hiding. Bobby Gentry.
Really?
And yeah. She wants to lead just a quiet life. And I read a couple of articles. People sent me articles about her because of this thing we do, this song. I got several emails from people saying, it's kind of like the hunt is on. Where's Bobby Gentry?
Now, why would she have to go into hiding?
Yeah, like she was that big a star. She wasn't that big a star. So it is the 13th of June, not the 3rd. The entire country, obviously, is talking about what happened in Orlando. Here's my dilemma. There are times when I would like to be serious and talk about serious things. The audience will only put up with so much of that. That's not why you're here. You're here for silliness and jokes and stories, and to maybe learn something interesting and informative, which you can do with this show. And it's very hard for me sometimes not to want it to just say what I think, knowing if I do it, there are going to be people who disagree. So I'm going to try not to do that. What I will say is this: Hillary spoke today and Donald Trump spoke today. If you didn't hear them, make an effort to listen to both of them. Listen to both of their speeches that they made today. And that's it. That's all. I'm just telling, I want you to listen to both of them. And I have a hard time understanding how liberals and conservatives can be so completely at such opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to certain issues. I just can't, in the same way they can't even comprehend somebody thinking the way I think, the other side has a hard time. I try sometimes to go, well, let me see if I can make myself think that way. And maybe they do that too, and in the end, nope, I can't. I'll never agree with that. But here's what we all should agree on. There are people in this country, some already here, born here, like this guy, and others who have come in here, who are here to kill us. And we don't know how many of them there are. Are there 100 like this savage? Are there 1,000? We don't know. And at some point, they're going to do something really bad. And we don't know when that is or where that is. What I have a really tough time with is the fact that this monster was known to the FBI and was not only on their radar, he was interviewed by them. After it was a known fact, he had made statements of support for the people who want to kill us. When 9/11 hit, if you didn't hear the interview with the guy who went to high school with him, they were in high school when that happened, and he said he was making it known to everybody how thrilled he was and how supportive he was of the people that ran into the towers. Well, he got thrown out of high school for that, for how vocal he was about it. That's one of the few shining lights of this country in recent years where they actually kick somebody out of school for doing something like that. I think it's great. But then he went on to 2 trips to Saudi Arabia. And then after 10 months of watching this guy in 13 and then again in 14, I don't know which year was 10 months, but 2 separate times, because obviously after they thought, well, there's nothing here in 13, they had to go back and revisit it in 14 because he did something else that was suspicious. So what I don't get, forget your views on guns or my views on guns, forget that for a minute. What I don't get is if somebody in this country makes it clear on social media to their friends, they support the people who want to kill us. How can we not say, okay, we know this for a fact, so here's what you can and can't do. You're not going to fly, you're not going to have a passport, and you're not going to buy a gun. But no, what we do is go, well, we don't really have any hard information that he's hurt anybody, so let's just cut him loose and treat him like anybody else. That is where I think we're out of our minds. We're out of our minds. I know that this is a country of free speech, but can't the system, can't the legislature, isn't there a way to pass some sort of law or make an amendment to the First Amendment that says if you support openly and pledge allegiance to and are sympathetic to and decide to become one of the people who want to kill us, we're going to have to treat you a little differently. Was that so wrong? Would that be so wrong? Because if we don't do that, then what are we going to do? We're just going to keep having this stuff. We're going to keep letting these guys go. And I don't think everybody here in this country, I don't think we are all the same. I don't think we're all equal. I'm not equal to that monster. I don't think like he thought. Granted, you can't start telling people what they can and can't say. Let him say it. But treat it the way you would treat someone who had been called out for domestic abuse and beat the hell out of his wife and was arrested, and now he's on the right. Treat it the same way, because to me, it's just as dangerous or more dangerous when these people yell Allah Akbar and they get online and they watch these recruiters and these brainwashing people and then admit they like the way they think, and they're going to be like that. We got to have a special place for those people. Not a good place. Special treatment. And that's it. That's the part out of all this that I don't get, is how this guy, and the FBI should be embarrassed. Our military should be embarrassed that they let that Major Hassan down in Fort Hood slip through 600 cracks. They had all kinds of evidence about his communication with these Islamic terrorists. Yet, we transfer him to Fort Hood and give him a weapon that he walks in with and kills 13 people. So that's it. We're not going to dwell on it unless you want to. Now, if you want to call here and talk about this, you can. Maybe you're gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, and you want to talk about it because it was two things. It was terrorism and it was a hate crime. I don't think anybody can dispute that. I've heard some in the government and the media try to wash it down and just go, well, it's just a guy that hated gays. No. It was more than that. Yeah, he hated gays. I believe Islam makes it very clear they don't like gay people, and those people shouldn't be here. So if you'd like to and you're gay, you're welcome to call here. I think it's very difficult to be gay. I don't doubt that for a minute. I think it's difficult to be transgender, bisexual, anything that some people consider to be other than normal, as we would say, or some would say. I think that's tough. But I also think this is one incident. There are millions of gay people, and they're in clubs every night, millions of them. This is one. So let's not go crazy and act like the whole world's out to kill all gay people. This is one misguided piece of crap, and he's gone. So there you go. I'm going to do a little bit of business. We're going to take a quick early break. That'll give us time to talk to you and tell you what's going on. There was something. I didn't know much about it. The package, was it St. John's Hospital? Is that what it was? Or on the heliport?
Mercy. Mercy Hospital.
I didn't even know about it. Dan called me and go, hey, you know about what's going on at the Mercy? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I was on the computer doing some stuff. So, you want to take another route to work? I took exactly the same way, 40 to 270 to here, and it was just as clear as it could be. So, I was a dud, I guess. And my other thought was, how many times there have been these, suspicious package where it ever turned out to really be anything? Almost none, but I guess you have to, and that you have to, look in. That was the other thing. This, I don't know what to call this guy who killed
killer.
All these people. Yeah, this killer. In his 911 calls, more than one of them, by the way, expressed his solidarity with those brothers in Boston that blew all those people up.
Yeah.
So you put all that together, you got a very dangerous guy, and you clear him to buy a gun or two.
The one thing that I liked, I saw the FBI spokesman or the guy, the head of the FBI, he was there, and he was talking, and he said, I will not refer to him by name.
Yeah,
because
that's what they want.
Yeah, because that's what they want. They want the fame, they want this, they want that. I will just only refer to him as killer. So I get it. I have to give the guy kudos for that.
Yeah, and then here's the thing. If he hadn't bought the guns, he'd have done something maybe worse. I'm more afraid of a bomb than a gun. I really am. I'm much more afraid of a bomb than a gun. A gun takes people one at a time, boom, 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 till somebody can get a bomb at once. Takes out, in McVeigh's case, 168 people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more afraid of a bomb. And we could get into the whole gun. We're not going to do that. Unless you want to do it, you want to start it, but I'm not going to start it. So we're going to break. We're going to do some business. We'll come back, have some fun, tell some stories, Burke segment, whatever. Mark Reed and Jason Becker, let's start with them. In fact, you don't even have to start with them. Maybe you've already started your getting your financial advice from somebody else. That's okay. You have every right to get a second opinion. And if you change jobs or you retire, you probably, I think most people have some kind of retirement plan or 401k plan, and then you change jobs, or as I said, retire, and you're in the dark about some things. You don't know if you should cash out of that thing, if you roll it over, what do you roll it over to? What about taxes on it? Do I pay? How much time do I have to make a decision before I have to pay taxes? Are there penalties? On and on and on and on. This is why I would recommend a meeting. And not just people who are retiring or changing jobs. Anybody who has $25,000 or more and you'd like to hang on to it. They'd actually like to see that become more money. Maybe a conversation with these guys would be a good idea. Their website's markandjason.com. You're going to hear it again later because they sponsor Peon. You know what that means? If you didn't have a sponsor, you wouldn't get to be here. You'd be out of work, Peon.
Yes.
You'd be somewhere else. I'm kind of kidding. Markandjason.com. There was Stiefel Nicholas, member SIPC and NYSE. I would encourage you to give them a call and set up a meeting. See what you think about them and what they have to say. It's not going to cost you anything. Markandjason.com.
Meet me.
All right, we've had some issues today with traffic. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
But the mess on Highway 270, that's been cleared up for a while now. So right now, you're running pretty well in both directions. Now, you do have an accident on westbound 64 in Illinois near Route 4 that's got lane blockage. Bit of a backup behind that. And the only other real slowdown I see right now, westbound 70, 141 through 5th Street and northbound 55 downtown south of Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550. KTRS.
KTRS. Depend on it.
The last 3 years, we've been literally in hundreds of homes replacing wood balusters with iron.
George Thomas, the owner of Sterco.
And without exception, the change has been incredibly dramatic.
Sterco can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform to today's building codes.
I know a lot of people probably feel that this isn't for them because they don't have a big staircase, but you'd be surprised at how many of the jobs that we do are just simple 10-foot pieces of rail that where the stairs lead into the basement. I'd say the best thing to do is go to our website, check us out there, and give us a call for a free evaluation. We'll be happy to come out to your house and let you know what your options are.
To see the quality and safety that Sterco can add to the character of your home, go to Sterco.net. Sterco.net. Sterco.
Stairs are all we do.
618-920-6059.
Millions of Medicare patients with cancer and other serious illnesses count on Medicare Part B for access to their doctors and breakthrough medical treatments. Senator Roy Blunt has fought to protect the quality of Medicare Part B for Missouri seniors. The Obama administration recently tried to force radical changes to this life-saving program, and Senator Blunt answered the call again. Missouri seniors want their doctors, not government bureaucrats, directing their treatment. Local clinics across Missouri need to remain open so seniors don't have to travel long distances or be forced into hospitals. Now, with Senator Blunt's leadership, over 250 bipartisan members of Congress are calling on the Obama administration to withdraw this dangerous experiment. Call Senator Blunt at 202-224-5721 and thank him for protecting Missouri seniors. Urge him to keep fighting until the harmful Medicare Part B experiment is withdrawn. Paid for by Community Oncology Alliance.
Want to save lots of green? Then come see the Dean Team.
I'm Bill Dean with Dean Team Volvo of Brentwood. Being in the car business, I get to drive a lot of different cars. And I'm here to tell you that driving a Volvo is an amazing experience. The all-new XC90 SUV is so comfortable and has such amazing technology, you have to get in it to believe it. And just like all Volvos, they're incredibly safe. I love knowing my wife Erin and our kids are in a Volvo every day. And during the summer sales event, it's a great time to buy a Volvo. There's 1.9% financing on all 2016 Volvos. Really low lease payments. There's conquest cash, loyalty cash. We're also offering a complimentary premier package on most models up to $3,400. So do yourself a favor. Come test drive a Volvo soon. We're on Manchester Road, just west of Big Bend, or online at VolvoBrentwood.com.
Remember, you'll always save lots of green at the Dean Team.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Find your creativity and let your ingenuity fly with a visit to Schaefer's Hobby Shop. For over 70 years, hobby and craft enthusiasts have made Schaefer's the source of their hobby and craft materials. From beads and jewelry to model rockets, railroads, and remote control toys, Schaefer's is the ultimate store for the entire family. One visit to Schaefer's Hobby Shop on Gravois near Lindbergh can be the beginning of a lifetime of creativity. Online at schaefershobby.com. Again, that's schaefershobby.com.
So you're about to start tackling that home remodeling job when you suddenly realize you're way over your head. You need to call St. Louis-owned Handyman Connection at 636-305-7300. Handyman Connection can perform just about any home improvement job you may have and get it done in a quick, professional manner. They have workman's comp coverage, their work comes with a one-year warranty, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 636-305-7300 or Google Handyman Connection and get the job done right.
Weekday mornings at 635, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call them at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 635 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I want to do my best to find a way to get my... I'm not good at this uploading video. I'm, you know, I should get better. But I have this great video with this snake I caught this morning. And I'll try tonight, maybe. I think I put on YouTube, and then Peon, you have to take it off YouTube. And that way you can get it.
Yes.
Keep the quality and put it on the Facebook page. Big, big old snake. And I said it was a black snake, and then I showed the video to somebody, and they go, that's not a black snake. And then I start wondering, holy crap, what is a water moccasin?
Oh.
But I think it was a king snake or a black snake.
Is there water by your house?
No.
A creek?
So that's why I don't think it's a water moccasin. No water.
And those things are good to have for roses,
right? Oh, I let him go. After I took pictures and did my little video with him, I let him go. And my wife had the camera, so when I set him down to let him go, I kept telling her, get closer. But, you know, she wouldn't... And when I was catching him, that mouth came open, and it looked like any other snake, even the poisonous ones. When the snake opens its mouth, it's a scary thing.
I'm not a fan. I mean, I'm fine with them. I don't want to hurt them.
But you're not going to catch one.
But I'm not going to. I wouldn't have walked over and picked it up like you.
No. I wouldn't have either.
I would have just let it go on its way.
He was so big, I had to get him. I cornered him in the corner of the
house. I wonder
house.
If it was the, wasn't it a few weeks ago off the
same
you told
one.
Me about it. So
same,
it's probably the
and
same
here's
one.
The deal. I'm looking out the window, and he's shedding his skin. Have you ever seen him do this? They actually...
Not in the process of... I've seen afterwards.
Think of a snake in a tunnel that the tunnel fits the snake's body and he crawls out of the tunnel. He left all of his skin as he crawled right out of his own skin, and behind him when he was finished was the intact the full length of his skin. It was weird.
It's almost
I've
like,
never seen
know,
that.
Did you ever do as a kid when you would put Elmer's glue on your hand or something and peel it off like it was?
Yes.
It's almost like it looks like that that white.
Yeah, it's transparent. Yeah. It's a weird deal. But he, I got to see the whole thing. I looked out the window. He's just starting to come out. And I thought, what is that behind him? That slime. It wasn't slime. It was his skin. So I waited till he got all through. And then I went out and I got him. I grabbed him. But I didn't kill him. snake lovers, don't call me. I didn't kill him. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do. No.
Let me introduce. Peon spoke first. Okay. Eon the Peon, everybody.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
First, I would like to give a shout out to the... I don't know why I said that. I don't really like shout outs.
We don't say that here. That's kind of a DJ.
I'd just like to say hello to... the city of Farmington, Missouri.
I know where it is. I know exactly.
They have, in my opinion, I've been to most probably water facilities in this area.
Like a water
pool,
park?
A water park.
Right.
They, I think, might have the one of the best ones on a smaller scale. Not right. like Hurricane Harbor at Six Flags or right. Raging Rivers over in Illinois.
But on a community,
scale, I think the best one, we went there over the weekend. We had been before several years ago, 5-6 years ago, just the two of us. And then this weekend, of course, with the temperature, there wasn't much you could do outside besides get in water anywhere. You couldn't, be outside otherwise.
Right.
So we decided to go back down there, and they have a great kids area with one of those giant. Have you ever seen? I think the only other there may be a couple in this area. It's a giant bucket that's atop like
yes,
almost like a playground.
Yes, I've seen them,
and it fills up and dumps about
and then
once
fills
every
up
30
again
seconds.
And then dumps,
yes.
Yeah,
so it's fun just seeing that happen, you know, and refreshing with the water.
It's refreshing if the water's cool.
Yes, and the water was, was
good.
It had a little chill to it, which is...
Isn't it interesting, though? The same water, same cleanliness, if it's warm, it feels dirty.
Well, it probably will towards the end of the summer, I think. I don't know how much they refresh that water, but I think, as you know, as the summer goes on, most of those pools get warmer and warmer.
But cool makes you think clean,
refreshing,
fresh.
Yes, absolutely.
And if it's a little warm, ugh.
Like so they have that. They have two water slides. They have a lazy river. And then recently...
A lazy river by the old mill's run.
Recently,
lazy,
they...
Lazy river in the noonday sun. I know the rest of the words.
The Mills Brothers.
Sing a dream with a song with...
Wasn't it?
Yes, it was. They did that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Recently, they did an addition, because this wasn't there the last time we were there. They did a splash pad area.
Splash pad,
and there are some around St. Louis area that it's mostly for toddlers, smaller children, which we have one now. So,
where the water shoots out of the ground,
out of the ground, or they have water comes down almost like a car wash thing with spigots, out of the side of it, or different things you can move with a water jet on it, and it was huge. I mean, it was maybe 200 feet long with just a bunch of different water things. Which Archie, of course, loved.
Won't he be 18 months old in 4 days?
No. He will be a year and a half.
That's 18 months.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well,
oh, my goodness.
I've given up on the month thing.
Kids, stay in school, okay?
I don't do the months
Did
anymore.
Did you hear what just happened there? Stay in school. Isn't he going to be 18 months
no.
old?
No.
No. No, he's a year and a half.
I stopped at a certain point doing the month things, just because how far do you go? Do you say 21 months, 24 months? I mean, well, 24 would be 2 years old, but I just tell people a year and a half.
Don't try to explain away that you didn't know.
No, that was very idiotic what I said. That was very stupid, but yes, so he had a blast. So just whatever it cost, I'm sure it was very expensive because everything was,
You didn't go?
No, we did. No, I mean, what it cost construction-wise to do it.
Oh, I thought you meant to get in.
No, okay. No. It was, it's very reasonable. I think it was, he was free,
was
of course.
Busy?
I think,
real busy?
Yeah, of course. But it was, I think it was $15 for the two of us, the two adults. He, of course, was free, which I think is on par with pretty much...
That's for the whole day.
Every other swimming. Sure, yeah.
That's not bad.
And so it was, just well done. Whatever, I wish we had something like that in our neighborhood. I don't know how they, I don't know if it was a tax deal or they had to get people to, I don't know, but...
Did they have Dippin' Dots? Did they have any concessions?
Oh, yeah, concession stand, sure, absolutely.
That's where I was introduced to Dippin' Dots. It was at a water park. Our kids were small, and they had Dippin' Dots. I didn't know what it was.
Oh.
I got to tell you something. I love Dippin' Dots. I would eat them all the time.
It's so weird.
It's like space age ice cream.
Yeah,
because it melts. It's still in
pellets.
Hard form, but as soon as you put it in the mouth, it liquefies.
That's great.
So well done, Farmington. It was really nice to see. We enjoyed your water park over the weekend. And next thing I have, I come across these from time to time, the almost like hints from Heloise kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I've used some of these recently. This one I know you will like. If you have, there's a website. I don't know if there's an app for it, but there's a website. If you have a song stuck in your head, kind of like Shazam.
We talked about this. You can hum it.
Do you have the app for it?
I don't know.
This is midomi.com.
What's it called?
MIDOMI.com. It allows you to sing or hum the song So I guess you could bring the website up on your phone, too. It says you can do it into your phone.
I knew there was such a thing. I don't think I have it. I meant to download it.
Because I know you have that happen a lot where you use Shazam a lot. MIDOMI.com.
Okay.
You can sing or hum it.
But is it an app or a website?
It might be both.
I'm going to find out right now.
Does it matter if you don't know the words?
No, it says you can hum the melody. You can sing it or hum the song. Hmm. So if you just know the melody, apparently it will find it for you.
Hmm.
Next one, if you are...
Oh, my goodness, I found it's an app. It is an app, yeah. There it is.
How about that?
Nah, I'm sorry. You know what? No. I thought... No. It's not an app.
Might not be. Well, there's a website at least, at the very least.
Okay.
You go
can
to
you
the
spell
website.
It right? MIDOMI.com. Okay.
Let me see if it.
So you can go to that website and hum something into it?
Yes. I mean, I'm sure your computer would have to have some kind of microphone on it. I think, I don't know if laptops, most laptops
your phone,
have.
Your phone has a mic in it.
Yeah,
that's true. You could bring the website.
Maybe during a break, we'll try to
test it out.
And we'll come on there and test it. We'll hum something. Mm.
This one have happened a lot just because right now I'm not happy with the weight I am and wish I was smaller. But if a shirt has shrunk, you know, from its original size and kind of tight now. We've all been there, right?
Right.
You apparently can put it in a bowl with ice cold water and a cup of hair conditioner, and it will return to normal size, original size.
Wow.
I don't know. I have not tested that one yet. But.
You're like Heloise today.
I had a lot of shirts I thought had shrunk, and then I realized, no, it was me. I got bigger. The shirts didn't shrink.
If you ever have to clean up vomit, we've all been there, right?
Well, not recently, no.
It says to put ground coffee on it first, coffee grounds. It takes away the smell and dehydrates it, and then you can just sweep it up.
That makes sense.
This one is good. I'll have to see and look what the zoo employees here in St. Louis, but it says if you're going to a zoo, wear the same colors as the employees do. The animals will come right up to you. You maybe think that you're one of the workers and maybe get close to the glass or close to the enclosure where you can see them up close.
Well, how do you know before you go what color?
Well, I guess you would have to go first and make a note of it to know.
Kind of a tan or...
That's what I'm thinking. The old way that...
Yeah, I know.
I want to say the zoo almost has like a bluish-green shirt, but I may be wrong there.
Mm. And then you won't get eaten by an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Those ice packs, you know, those ice packs in the freezer?
Right. My wife has a bunch of them.
Apparently, you just put a frozen, saturated sponge in a bag. Well, you put a wet sponge in there first, in a Ziploc bag, put it in the freezer, and it mimics an ice pack.
You got a bunch of information.
Man, you are like Heloise today.
You are.
I think that was the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
I had. That was it.
All right. Wow. Dan, anything?
I do. Went to the movies yesterday.
That's a good one. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah.
Oh, there's more. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's more.
Sorry.
I wanted to go see this movie with The Rock and who's that guy? His first, Kevin Hart. Is that who it is?
Yes, the comedian?
Yeah. Yeah. So Rock and the movie was called Central Intelligence. So we go to the movies, my girlfriend Sandy, and then my daughter met us, and we were going to go to the movies. And I said, let's go see this movie. And I thought it was Nice Guys. Nice Guys is the wrong movie. And I thought, wow, there's only one, there's only like two showings for this. This movie must not be doing very well. I thought it opened this weekend. It hasn't even opened yet. So we get into the theater.
Hey,
and
I'm
confused too. It hasn't opened. How'd you go see it?
We didn't see that.
You thought this movie with The Rock and Kevin Hart was something else.
I thought it was Nice Guys, but it was called, the movie's called Central Intelligence.
Well, I can see how you would mess that up. Nice Guys and Central Intelligence.
How do you buy tickets for that movie?
Much alike.
I bought tickets for Nice Guys. You didn't. I didn't buy. I bought tickets for Nice Guys.
So you bought tickets for a movie that's not open.
Yes. Thinking that it was a different movie.
They allow you to buy tickets for a movie?
No. Here's what happened.
We're all confused.
Okay. I wanted to see this movie, Central Intelligence.
Okay.
I thought the movie was called Nice Guys.
Okay.
Central Intelligence is not out yet.
Okay.
So we went and bought the tickets for The Nice Guys, which stars Russell Crowe and...
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling? One of the Ryans.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah.
So we were in there, and I was confused when the movie started, and I saw Russell Crowe, and I said, this is not the movie that I thought it was. And my daughter goes, the movie you think it was is Central Intelligence, and that's not even out yet. So we stayed in there and watched the movie.
That's your story? That's
no,
it?
And while we were in there, there was a very quiet part, and the movie was kind of funny. It wasn't great funny, but it was kind of funny. There was a quiet point in the movie,
and you cut one.
No, but some guy let out a monster belch. Some guy in the movie just went...
We're still waiting for the real, whatever the story is.
The story is we went into the movie that I thought was
You know what?
I don't know. I confused myself.
Do yourself a favor. Just end it.
Holy crap.
You have to edit all this out. It was so horrible.
So he started the story confusing the names even right now with this, right?
Yeah.
And then,
Nice Guys is out.
And then the story was...
But you said first you went and saw it Central Intelligence it was Nice Guys.
Yeah,
and then he said a guy belched.
Did I say that?
And that's not...
Yeah, that's how started.
Everybody's doing...
Now I'm confused.
Folks, let me tell you something.
I'm all confused.
Here's the good news. You're not going to hear any of this because we're cutting it out.
Thank God.
We're going to edit it out. Holy mackerel.
So the best part was the guy belched really loud in the theater.
That is a great story.
And we started laughing.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I don't think any of us have ever had that happen.
No, I hate
where you're
guys.
In the theater and you hate us?
I hate both of you.
Okay, mission accomplished. Yeah.
Oh, man, I love
this story. Save that when we have to play back really best of the best shows.
All right. We'll
play that story again. That's a good one. All right. Anybody still with us? I have to take one call, at least. It'll be quick. This is a quick hit, Rich. How you doing?
Oh, I'm aiming the PM.
Well, thank you. We know that. Got a minute or less. What do you have?
Well, my only real comment, I guess, on this Orlando shooting, and it's not about gun control or anything like that. I'm pretty much the same opinion you are. I just wish that the media in general would actually get their facts right before they put them out.
But they won't.
I saw reports of the possibility of multiple shooters, suicide vests, God knows what else, and none of it was true.
That is never going
to
happen.
Why do they have to speculate instead of just wait for the facts?
Because everyone wants to be first. Everybody wants to be breaking news first to bring it to you. So to do that, they don't wait till they have the facts. They tell you what somebody said or they think. It's never going to change. It's just not, because everybody wants to be first. And what I can't stand, and they don't know what a joke it is when, for example, a local news station will say, you heard it here first. How do you know that? Maybe I didn't hear you last night. You don't know that I heard it there first. I'm hearing it for the first time now. That's meaningless to say that.
I know. I'm to the point now where, like, when something like this happens, I don't even listen to the news for 2 days.
No.
I give them 2 days to get it to get it figured out before I even.
And that's the smartest. That is the smartest thing you could do. Listen initially so that you know something happened, and then you're right. Go 2 days later, and then they'll have it right.
Or go on the internet and find somewhere where a multitude of people are sourcing
social media
all their information together,
and they're actually there.
Yeah,
yeah. You're smart though. That's a smart thing. 2 days later, that's a very good idea.
I would rather wait an extra 15 minutes and have them get it right. And just have them throw crap at me that is completely useless information.
Well, I think a lot of people are with you. Thank you, Rich.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. It really is true. The numbers are never right up front, but they act like they are. Here's what we have. Nah, you don't have it right yet. There are Good Feet stores all over the United States. There are two in the St. Louis area. I'm going to tell you where they are. But first, I'm going to tell you why you might want to go in there. Your foot or feet... Foot hurts or your feet hurt. That's obvious. Good feet. Inserts, arch supports. But what if your knee, your hip, your back, your neck, what if they hurt? Could that pain possibly be alleviated with an insert, or if you want to call it art support, and the answer is for lots of people, yes. I didn't say for everybody, but for lots of people, yes, it can. I'm not a scientist or a doctor. I don't really understand how it works, but I know that sometimes when people have excessive pressure on a certain part of their feet because of the way they walk or stand, the pain can manifest itself in other parts of the body. That's a fact. That's just a fact. And thousands of people have thought, well, I'm going to have to be on painkillers the rest of my life, or I'm going to have surgery. And they go in the good feet store and go, my goodness, it was as simple as an insert. And that sort of readjusted everything. Again, it's not the answer for some very serious conditions, but it's worth a try. And if you have pain and you think it could be eliminated with an arch support insert, whichever you want to call it, my goodness, go to the good feet store. You don't need an appointment. Just walk in and tell them what hurts. And then they're going to take a look at your feet. You have to take your socks off. A lot of people have really ugly feet. Don't worry. You don't have to take your socks off. And they'll take an impression of how you stand and the pressure you're putting on it. And they'll go from there. And they know what to do. They're trained at this. And if you don't feel relief right there, for goodness sakes, then don't buy the insert or the arch support. You should feel a difference right there in the store. Here's where they are. On Olive, west of 270, across from TGI Fridays. And in Shiloh, Illinois, on Greenmount Road, across from Deerbirds. You can also go to goodfeetstlouis.com.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we do have a report of an accident now. It's on northbound 55 at Park, and at last check they said it was blocking the two right lanes. A stall reported on westbound 44 between Berry Road and the Big Bend exit. Excuse me. And then we have eastbound 40 drivers downtown. We're slowing Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 55, we're heavy between Bayless and Rebus Barracks. And it also looks like westbound 40 drivers slowing now at Kings Highway through McCausland. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Staples. Staples has, or think Staples when you have to move for low prices on a wide variety of packing, shipping, and moving supplies for both business and personal needs. Everything you need to move at the right price. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Football.
Today, I want to talk about our opponent this afternoon. They're bigger, faster, stronger, more experienced, and on paper, they're just better, and they know it too.
It's almost like a religion.
But I want to tell you something that they don't know. They don't know your heart. I do. I've seen it. You have shown it to me. You have shown this coaching staff, your teammates. You have shown yourselves just exactly who you are in here. When you take that field today, you've got to lay that heart on the line, man. From the soles of your feet, with every ounce of blood you've got in your body, lay it on the line until the final whistle blows. And if you do that, we cannot lose.
If you thought football has left town, think again. Mizzou football is here. Get every pass, every play right here on KTRS. We are Mizzou. The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew
to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com. We'll be right back.
Guess what's going on at Appliance Discounters, the GE Great American Cooking Event. It's Denise from Appliance Discounters here to tell you that you don't want to miss this great deal from GE. Whether you're remodeling, building, or just replacing a cooking appliance, now is the time to buy. Purchase two or more eligible GE appliances and receive a Visa prepaid card valued up to $1,500. This also includes select built-in style appliances like cooktops, wall ovens, speed cook ovens, and slide-in style stoves. Check out Appliance Discounters' large display of built-in style appliances today.
Fly over the rainbow for this all-time American classic, The Wizard of Oz at the Muni, now through June 22nd, presented by Emerson. Tickets available at muni.org or at the Muni box office.
Do you prefer the same accounting and finance professionals for long-term or recurring projects? AccountTemps Salary Professional Service may be the solution. Visit AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Another one of those days in the United States where the whole world is talking about a monster and what he did. You can't get away from it. We're going to hear a lot about it for a while. A lot you won't hear. A lot they don't want us to hear. Convinced of that. We're going to do a last bit of business. After the news break, guess who's coming in? Jose Hernandez. And any question you have, anything that has you frustrated, confused about technology, your phone, your tablet, your computer, your television, maybe you want to buy one. You're so confused, you don't even know which one to consider. He'll help you, and it's free. Jose Hernandez coming up here right after the news break. Listen up, if you have a business or you're in charge of IT, because I have a company that you might want to take a look at least go to their website and then maybe talk with them. It's Huber, H-U-B-E-R, Huber and Associates. Over 28 years experience with IT. They help companies run more efficiently and be more profitable. And all the things you want your company to do, you can't do it in this day and age without the greatest IT people, and they'll be your IT partner. They use technology to cut costs and to increase productivity and to give you the tools to make your company more successful and more efficient. It strengthens customer interactions and your employees can work faster. Now, I don't know how they do it because I don't know anything about IT, but I know that every company, enterprise, business needs somebody who knows everything about IT. That would be Huber and Associates, teamhuber.com, H-U-B-E-R. That's teamhuber.com. They're on the Franco Opinion sponsor page. Check them out, please. It's 4 o'clock.